Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
We're usually taught that forgiveness is something we give to others and receive from others. And that if we've hurt somebody, we're supposed to be able to say that we're sorry and, you know, and then we deserve forgiveness. And it's a whole thing. But are you able to forgive yourself for things that we do? In women, we negative self-talk and we put ourselves down and berate ourselves constantly. My guest, of course, every single Tuesday at 11:30 Central Time, Dr. Holly Lucille, nationally recognized and licensed naturopathic doctor. Okay, so Doc Holly, forgiving ourselves, tell us.
Oh, I think it's one of the hardest things for folks, but I have to tell you, in working with people, when they are trying to reach their desires, okay, this stuff that they have in their heart that they want, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to, just not be so critical, whether it's to be happier, have more joy, have a better job. You know, one of the steps that I have seen that they trip up on is the lack of self-forgiveness. And so I think it's really important, but I think it's really, really hard. As you're right, you know, it's that whole thing. If we depend on other people just to forgive us, then we're sort of dependent external locus of control, right, for how we feel, who we are. And I think this is a really, really primal process. It's a really, really important process. The self-forgiveness is, it's kind of like a diet, I say sometimes. You know, it's like, oh, when you're on it, you're like, oh, this is hard. But when you're done and you've reached it, it's like, oh, this is amazing. And so this is, but self-forgiveness is so important.
Okay, so I'm a terrible person at this. I am really, really bad at self-forgiveness. And when I mess up with something, even if it's something little, I berate myself for the longest time and I have regrets about so much stuff.
Yep.
And so what do you say is like the first step to do to stop yourself from doing that and say to yourself, Jesus Christ, it wasn't that big a deal?
Well, I love that because I love that you say that, not that you have this particular condition that you can't forgive yourself. But because people get in that same trap where that self-denigrating talk then continues to help them engage in behaviors that they kind of don't like and want to keep forgiving themselves for but can't, and it's like this vicious cycle, right? So there was a great post in the Huffington Post that talked about really the art of forgiveness. And I think when it comes down to this, it really is an art form. It's something that sort of should be practiced. But one of the steps is, you know, being able to talk to somebody safely and or using a journal. I call it you musing, okay? It's like just muse about yourself and actually get emote about your feelings of remorse, of regret, and guilt, and shame. Just get them down or talk to somebody. I think that's one of the most important steps is just to be real. You know, we have, you know, you certainly talk a lot about your show about the political climate, and we do have a presidential candidate that says, you know, he has no regrets. And if you don't have regrets, I don't think that you can actually live a braver life. I don't think that you can actually live a more truthful life where you're growing and getting deeper into who you really are. You know, I mean, being alive means we make mistakes. Honestly, having a pulse, being human, means we make mistakes. It's the chunk of learning that we can get from them that I think is so important. And so forgiveness and being able to talk about regret, guilt, shame, all of those remorseful feelings, very, very important step.
Well, it is important. And as you say, it helps you to grow and recognize these things. And sometimes, you know, we need to berate ourselves, not berate, I don't mean that, but some, like when you're punishing a kid, sometimes kids need to be ashamed of what they've done. But and feel that they do. It's a disciplinary thing. But when it's yourself, what else can we do to move out of that feeling shame or saying to yourself, okay, it's okay, now move on, and making amends with ourselves?
So, you know, I think I have this thing called get into the gap, all right? So the gap is this, what we have in our head, like what our value is. You know, like I value being a really kind person, but I have to tell you, last night I was driving up from a lecture in Santa Ana, and there was a gentleman in front of me in traffic, and words came out of my mouth that I was like, oh my gosh, who is this, right? So I had to ask myself, like, what's going on? Like, what, why? Because that's just not me. It really isn't me. I don't say those things. I don't feel those things. So I kind of had this internal road rage. I was the only one in the car. Nobody heard it except me. But it didn't make me feel very good. And so being able to actually understand where our incongruences are, what that disconnect is. You know, I really feel like I'm a gentle and kind person. But, you know, I have to tell you, it was late. I was driving right into the sunset, so it was very stressful because the sun was right in my eyes. I had had a long drive down there for a lecture and coming back. So for me, it was being able to understand how I got myself into that position in the first place to actually display the behavior that I felt like I really needed to forgive myself for. That's really, really important because that knowledge is power, and it can help us to not do those behaviors again and forgive ourselves as well for doing them in the first place.
Well, that's true. And what if you can't forgive yourself? How do you get help for something like this?
You know what? I think it's really important to get help if you can't forgive yourself. Turning to a friend, a counselor, you know, if you're a religious person, a clergy person. When I was in Italy, one of the things that I saw a lot, probably more than I've seen in many, many years, are cathedrals and things. And there was that booth, that confession booth. You know, you go in and you sort of confess about things, and you've got somebody to be able to forgive you right there. But get help. Talk to somebody. Very, very important. And the other thing, too, you know, I feel like one of the most powerful things you can do to actually forgive yourself is if you've done something that you know has hurt somebody else or they felt hurt by something you've done, say you're sorry. Be able to make amends. You know, it's like a living amends, meaning, hey, it's so healthy for the person not only receiving that sorry, but really for the person being able to just say, gosh, you know what? I kind of wasn't thinking there. I am really sorry. You know, I had a conversation with my father the other week because I was home visiting. My nieces graduated, and his behavior kind of the whole weekend was hurting. It was disappointing to me. And so I brought it up to him in certain circumstances and in the nicest way possible, just saying that I was concerned about him, and all he could do was be defensive. And I left the conversation, and, you know, even though I said, hey, I'm just kind of concerned about you, he couldn't say, oh, gosh, really? I'm so sorry. Thanks for bringing this to my attention. None of that. None of that happened. All he was defensive, 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 defensive. And I don't think he feels any better. I certainly don't feel any better. But I know people have brought things up to my attention. And if I can just pause and go, all right, you know, thanks for saying that. And I'm really sorry you felt that way. Let me take a look at what I'm doing. It's really healing, and it helps in the forgiveness process.
It does, and that's a good point, because sometimes we can't always affect what others do. And as they say in AA and all these other things, we can't affect what others do, but we can affect how we respond to it. So some of it is our own response. Wrap it up for us. You got about a minute and a half here to
wrap up
this self-forgiveness.
I have said this all the time. All we have is our projections, okay? It's like Pema Chodron said that there's more projections than there are dust motes in a sunbeam. It's all we have. It's who we are, how we know our world. And so it's really very myopic when it comes down to it. So stop looking outside for things. Keep looking and, you know, start looking and keep looking inside. Your internal locus of control when it comes to your responsibility of how you feel, your responsibility of your forgiveness, is so much more important than what you're looking for from the outside. It's certainly, you know, we have to interact with each other, but your primal process of getting to know you as a personal relationship is one of the best things you can do for overall health, joy, happiness, financial success, and anything else.
Rock on. Couldn't have said it better. That's why we're on with Dr. Holly Lucille, because she is that smart about all of these things. And you can hear her every Tuesday at 11:30 Central, 12:30 Eastern, or you can listen to her anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. You can listen on iHeart. There's a live stream. You can listen on iTunes or the free TuneIn Radio app. So share these shows with your friends, because that is how we all learn together. And that's what we do here on Inherently You with Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.